Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Guided Meditation Series, user-friendly techniques for grounding, getting present, and increasing our capacity for meaningful connections and experiences. This is a meditation called The Container, so we'll start as usual by just noticing the present moment, connecting to our environment in the here and now, both internally and externally. So noticing your breath, noticing your heartbeat, noticing your feet on the ground, your hands resting, and whenever you feel ready, you can allow your eyes to gently close or to find a neutral place to allow them to simply rest with a soft gaze. And when you're ready, I'd like you to choose in your mind to visualize a container. This container is going to be a very unique container, in that it's going to have the capacity and the ability to hold and contain any and all thoughts and feelings that seem to be causing you distress or dysregulation or distraction, or that you simply want to put to the side for a moment. This container can be a real object or it can be imaginary. It could be something you actually have, something you've seen, or it could be completely fantasy. The only guidelines are that it should not be glass and it should not be transparent. You can choose a shoebox, you can choose a secret vault, you can choose some sort of storage item, anything that you can imagine, any material. And when you're ready, when you have chosen and you visualize this container, I want you to just see it and notice it and be aware of it. And then turn internally and focus on awareness of any thoughts or feelings that might be present at this moment, or that you might even just anticipate being present over the course of your day, that you would like to be able to make some space from. Which is not the same thing as getting rid of them, or avoiding them, or pretending they're not there. But it's the ability to create space within yourself, to detach them from your identity. The difference between I am feeling anger to I am angry. I am experiencing stress versus I am stressed. The way that when we walk down the street and we see a tree, we don't think I am tree. We think there's a tree or I see a tree. So too our thoughts and feelings. When we're able to create a little bit of distance or space, we can see them more clearly. And so if you turn inwards and notice any thoughts or feelings that you would like to have a little bit more space from. And for each one that you notice, if you try to give it some sort of representation in the form of an image, a symbol, a shape and color, a word, a sound, so whatever the thought or feeling is, giving it some sort of object representation, and then taking that object and placing it into the container that you've chosen. And then going back to your body, back to your mind, and taking the next one and placing it into the container. And you can send the message to each of these thoughts or feelings that putting them into the container is not that we're saying they're unimportant. It's not that we're throwing them away. We're putting them in a place that is good for them so that we can actually respond better to what they're telling us. If you need more time to do this, you can pause the recording. When you feel that you've put all the thoughts and feelings that are present or that you anticipate into this container, you can now close the container and know that the container can only be opened by you from the outside. And now choose where you'd like to store this container. Again, it can be somewhere real or it can be somewhere imaginary, somewhere fantasy. It could be on some distant island. It could be in an underground secret vault of some sort. Or it could be right underneath your bed in your room or in a closet. And place the container there. Again, letting it know that you will pay attention to it. You will come back to it and all its contents whenever necessary. And then return to your body and notice what it's like for all of those thoughts and feelings to be in the container. See if you can find a neutral or even pleasant breath or feeling of space that you now have. And if you notice that there is anything else that still is present or that comes up again now, you can simply repeat the process. Give it some sort of name or symbol and place that into the container, and then again return to your body. Noticing the natural rhythm of your breath, noticing that there's more space to notice. And you can play with this. You can see what it's like to look at the container from the outside, to experience having more distance from the thoughts and feelings. Not a disembodiment from them, not a detachment from them completely. They are your thoughts and feelings, but they're your thoughts and feelings. They're not you. And you can see them. You can look at them. And then you can return to your body and to your mind in a way that's less cluttered.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.